You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk. Today is another countdown to kickoff episode, day number 80. Today is all about Durham Smythe. Durham is a senior from Belton, Texas, attended Belton High School. He is a 6'4.5", 245-pound tight end, and was the one guy on the team last year that could do both, could block and could catch. This year we're hoping that's going to be a little bit different with some of the other guys getting more physical. However, his season was cut short last year, and we'll get into that. We're going to start off talking about his high school career and the recruiting, and then we'll talk about his time at Notre Dame, and then also our expectations for this upcoming season. And keep in mind, even though he is a senior, he did register as a freshman, so he does have another year of eligibility remaining. So to get started with the recruiting, Randall, take us away.
Durham was a four-star recruit coming out of high school, 251 overall player, and the number 8 tight end in the country. As far as his high school career, he played as a freshman, but he played defensive end. So he played defensive end that year, and then he obviously switched to tight end for the rest of his high school career. As a sophomore, he had 8 catches for 120 yards and 2 touchdowns. Then as a junior, he had 22 catches, 341 yards, 3 touchdowns. But he also had 3 two-point conversions, which is pretty impressive. They did that. And
Was Chip Kelly their high school coach?
I don't know. Good chance. Didn't he run in a two-point conversion?
For Notre Dame?
Yeah.
I think it was actually a touchdown.
Yes, it was a touchdown.
Against Virginia?
Yeah.
It was a fake field goal, yeah.
Yes, I was thinking two-point conversion, but yeah. So that would have been a touchdown. Anyways, then as a senior, he had 37 catches, 547 yards, and 6 touchdowns. So his numbers kept getting better every year. And then he always got to Notre Dame, redshirted. Now he's been at Notre Dame, and we haven't seen that much from him.
No, he did play as a sophomore. He was in 13 games, but he only caught one ball, and that was when Ben Quack was still there, and he was the primary tight end that year. And then last year, as a junior, you know, it looked like things were looking up. He was going to be the primary guy, the solid guy. And then his season was cut short from that injury in the Virginia game. He did come back then and play against Ohio State in the Fiesta Bowl. But he only recorded 3 receptions for the season. And he did have that one touchdown, which I don't remember. Was that the first touchdown pass from Deshaun Kizer?
I can't tell
you. I'm not sure if it was, but it's, yeah, irrelevant anyway. But so this year, Randall, I mean, what do you think? I mean, Alize Jones is a year older, has been in the system for a year now. He's the guy with all the talent and all the hype. Ben Koyak, what do you expect to see from him? And yeah, what do you expect to see from him this year?
Well, I expect him to be the starting tight end. He's still the one tight end that can block and catch passes. You're all around tight end. I think he'll be the starter day one. And if he can stay healthy, I expect him to play. I mean, obviously he had injuries last year. I expect him to play all year, be the starter all year if he can stay healthy.
I do think he'll be that consistent guy. However, I do think Alize is going to end up with more catches and more touchdowns. Even last year against Texas, you know, they brought Alize in and threw him the ball, and I think that the coaches really want to get Alize the ball for those obvious mismatches. So I do think he'll have, yeah, I expect him, I agree with you, I think he will be the starter and kind of that solid guy that that's there. But as far as being the maybe the number one surprise or the guy who is running down the field, catching the ball. I think that's going to be Alizé from the tight end group.
So you, I think Smythe is going to have the most touchdowns at the end of the year.
That's funny because I was thinking about predictions for the year, and I think well, yeah, I won't save it. I'll say it. I think Alizé Jones is going to end up with the most touchdown catches. This is a little tough to say. Yeah, I think he's going to end up with the most touchdown catches, even from the wide receiver group.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's still living on the hype. We still have to see it on the field.
You got to believe, Randall. We were expecting that last year too, and it never happened. Or not that he would have the most touchdowns, but that he would at least get a touchdown catch. However, I do think that he's going to be a mismatch. Even outside of the red zone, he's going to be a great mismatch, and I think they'll use him in the red zone as well.
Yeah. Well, since we're talking about Durham Smythe here, I'm going to say Durham Smythe's going to have the most touchdowns out of the tight end group this year.
All right. Anything else, Randall, before we wrap up this episode?
His Twitter handle is D_Smythe80, and Instagram is DSmythe. And if you follow him on Instagram, it looks like he likes to fish quite a bit and is out somewhere on the water in a lot of pictures. So, outdoor guy.
All right. Very good. Thank you guys for listening, and check back in a few days for day number 77, Brandon Tiasem. Thank you for listening, and go Irish.
Go Irish.